Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 79, and today is Thursday, September 13th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so yesterday was the big day, iPhone 5 announcement day. All the rumors, all the anticipation, all the speculation, all kind of culminates yesterday. And I'd say it was a good show. I haven't actually been able to watch through the whole video yet, but you know, from watching the live blogs and reading all the summaries and things, it's pretty much right what we were expecting. And as a developer, I'm pretty happy. As a user, I'm also pretty happy. It's funny. The iPhone 5 is basically it's everything I was expecting, and I mean that in the best possible way. That there's certainly part of me that would wish it was a bit more of a surprise. That there were a few things that I was like, "Whoa, that's crazy!" But you know, it's perfect. The iPhone 4 that I've had, or the iPhone 4 form factor that I've had in my pocket now for about 2 years is really, really good. In terms of feel and shape and size. And I like what they did to sort of take the overall feel of that and make it better. They made it thinner, lighter, extended about, made a little longer screen. The screen I'm not totally convinced on yet. It's a funny thing. I'll talk about a little bit later, but what I was doing a little bit earlier today was doing my iOS 6 updates, so getting all my apps ready for iOS 6. And so one of the things you can do is run it in the new iOS 6 sort of tall simulator. And it's funny because I was spending a lot of the day in that simulator, playing with it, you know, making sure everything looks right, doing a few updates, things like that. So after spending sort of most of my day, you know, whatever, 5-6 hours just sort of in that view, I then picked up my iPhone and looked at its screen. I was like, man, it kind of looks short. And it's a funny thing because you kind of had that weird thought like, really? Is this going to work? I'm so used to this, you know, this 3.5-inch screen that's been the same way for, gosh, for 5 years, something like that, 6 years. I mean, it's been like that for a long time, five years. And you're like, is that really going to work? And it seems like it will. Really, the only thing that I'm at all concerned about is one-handed operation and reaching all the way to like the back button on the nav bar. And I think that's going to be the trickiest part of the slightly new, longer screen. It seems like they've tweaked things such that it's not going to be too bad because they also sort of shifted the screen outward down on the device, if that makes sense. So like they made the home button bezel smaller, so that the screen's a little bit lower. So there's a few things they're doing. But overall, looks great. You know, mostly I just care about it being faster. That's the one thing that I saw that I was going through the video, and I'm like, that is great. They say it's about 2x, 2 times faster. As it, you know, for me, that's key. It allows me to do more things in a more beautiful way. And that's awesome. That's really what I want to do as a developer, is I want to be able to make awesome, quick things and not have to spend too much of my time in the nitty-gritty, low-level, super sort of, in some ways, almost pointless optimizations, where I'm sitting there trying to tweak all these tiny little variables and details of performance to make it responsive and look good and have all my animations be 60 frames a second and all this stuff. And I don't mind doing that. It's part of sort of being an Apple developer. But the thing that I always kind of worry about is I'm not really spending that time on functionality. I'm just spending it on, you know, sort of compensating for the slowness of the device. And so as the devices get faster and faster, I'll have to do less and less of that. And I mean, one of the best things about Apple and the way that their iPhone has been selling traditionally is each iPhone traditionally has sold more units than all preceding iPhones combined, which is a pretty crazy statistic if you keep that in mind. But you know, they're saying that more likely than not, if that pattern holds, the iPhone 5 would sell more units than they sold of the original, the 3G, the 3GS, the 4, and the 4S combined, which is nuts. And what I love about that is that is speeding the adoption curve as quickly as possible. I'm really looking forward to next Wednesday, whenever they release iOS 6. You know, I have as many of you probably know, I run a thing on my blog where I track iOS version stats in my applications and published it. It's david-smith.org/iOS version stats is the URL if you need it. But, you know, it's basically I just keep track of where we are in terms of, you know, iOS adoption. And if if the over-the-air update stuff I've seen in iOS 5 is any indication, iOS 6 will probably have some pretty cool things. I posted a iOS, I think it was a 5.1.1 hourly adoption curve. And I remember the biggest comment I got that stuck with me was someone who's saying, it's a pretty crazy thing when you can track meaningfully iOS adoption on an hourly basis. That's pretty nuts. The speed at which it's happening, that you're moving, you know, serious percentages every hour after it gets released, is pretty cool. And so I'll be blogging about that, probably doing the same thing there. And that's really cool, and I'm looking forward to it. All right, so then the second part I'm going to talk about today is a little bit about iOS 6 and getting ready. So if you haven't already, you need to be submitting your iOS 6 updates for your applications as soon as possible. App Review at this point is probably overwhelmed. And if sort of history is any guide, what typically is going to happen is if you submit an update that is just iOS 6 compatibility, and especially if you only say that that's what you're doing in your release notes, they're usually pretty good about getting you approved by launch day, so by next Wednesday. So if you have things that don't work, if you have things that are funny, you definitely want to get that submitted as soon as possible. I finished wrapping up mine earlier today. I guess it was about 20 hours after the GM shipped. So it's pretty good in terms of I was pretty largely ready for it. I just had to do a bunch more testing to make sure everything was good in the final GMs. But definitely get on that, because if you don't, the most awkward thing is if someone buys this brand new phone, iPhone 5, they think it's awesome, they pick it up, they see your app, they think it's cool, and they download it, and it doesn't work, or it works oddly, then you've got a big problem on your hands, and you kind of have to deal with that. The most important thing, just sort of, there's some getting into the details of it, I think it's still NDA'd until Wednesday, but I'm just going to say, the number one place that you need to be testing in iOS 6 is making sure your app works in all rotations. And specifically, if you support landscape and portrait, make sure that that works like you'd expect. And if things are going funny, look at your Windows root view controller and see if that is correct. So basically, that's what I've spent my time doing. Is I'm sitting there, I've got, you know, on two devices on iOS 6, an iPad and an iPhone. And right now I support iOS 5. And 6, and I think most of my apps now are up to the base revision of 4.3, which is looks like it's largely becoming that sort of the base that you could, the lowest that you can go at this point. And I'm on there mostly just because I think it accounts for about 3% of users, which is a pretty small number, but I'm still on 4.3 because I don't have a compelling reason to drop it yet. It'll probably be dropping it this fall-ish, especially because what I've tried to do is I'm usually one back, sort of like whatever the latest is minus one is where I like to be. And so obviously when 6 comes out, 5 becomes the next sort of cutting point. And 5 is a great place to be, I think, when you hit that point, because there's a lot of great sort of APIs and things that came in 5 that, like, 6 wasn't as huge of a step forward, at least for my kind of apps. So 5 will be a great place, and I'll probably be doing that this fall, as iOS 6's adoption picks up and, you know, sort of the old iOS 4 devices just sort of start getting sunset. A lot of people who bought older phones will likely be re-upping this year and those kinds of things. So it should be good. Okay. Other things to keep in mind with iOS 6, you are going to need to do new screenshots for the new form factor for the 16:9 iPhone. And if you don't, iTunes Connect will complain and you won't be able to submit your app. So just be very... make sure you have those ready to go. It shouldn't be too big of a problem compared to what you had for iOS for the old 3.5-inch screen, but just make sure you have those ready to go, and you're going to need to submit them. And I'm also just going to remind you all that make sure that you're also giving some attention to the iPad. I fell into this trap a little bit this morning where I was so focused on getting everything ready for the iPhone 5 that there were a few little bugs that I almost shipped on the iPad, which is for iOS 6 compatibility, just because I wasn't thinking about it. It wasn't a focus. And so it's just something you really need to keep in mind and focus on, and make sure you're not forgetting the iPad, especially as we start getting ready for the theoretical iPad Junior, iPad Mini. It's going to come out maybe next month. We'll see. But either way, it's just something you want to make sure that you're having a really good experience there. If you're taking advantage of new iOS features, iOS 6 features, make sure you mention that loud and proud in your app descriptions, your release notes, in your description, maybe in your screenshots. Apple traditionally will feature apps that are sort of taking advantage of the new stuff. So if you're doing stuff with Passbook, make sure that's really clear and obvious and get some sort of make sure you're communicating that loudly so that the app reviewers can see it. And more likely than not, they've been told, hey, if you see apps that are using Passbook, if you're using, the routing APIs, those kinds of things, if you're doing the big marquee features, make sure Apple knows, because there's a good chance they'll feature you, or at least they'll feature apps in that area, and so you want to make sure that you're at least in there running. And that's most of kind of what I wanted to talk about today. It's kind of exciting and kind of fun. I mean, tomorrow morning I'll be ordering my new iPhone 5. It looks like I'll probably be sticking with AT&T again. It's not great. I've just been on AT&T forever, and I have this big family plan. I still have one of the unlimited data plans, which is something you can't get anywhere else. Not that I really use it all that often. I sometimes go over what would have been my limit. It's usually when I'm traveling. But what I really like about it is I just don't have to think about it. And from a cost perspective, it's a great deal. So I'll probably stick with AT&T and just get I think you save about $200 by extending my contract, which isn't a huge extension at this point, just because I'm not even, I think I'm about 9-10 months into my old one, so it's not too bad. So I'll be doing that. I think pre-orders open at midnight Pacific, so about 3 a.m. Eastern time if you want to get up early. I'll probably be getting up just because I'm a nerd and I have small children, so I'm used to waking up at 3 in the morning, so I'll probably wake up at 3 in the morning to try to do my pre-order. I've done the whole, you know, sort of camping out, waiting in line thing, and that's cool, and it's kind of fun that you get your phone early, you know, a few hours, but at the end of the day, it's just not as important as it used to be for me to have it right first thing in the morning. So instead, I just kind of will do it as it plays out and just ship, you know, they'll ship it, and I'll get it whenever it arrives. But yeah, so that's it, I think, for today's show. Hopefully you had a fun, exciting announcement week. It should be fun sort of heading into next week, the new phone, new SDKs launching, all that kind of stuff. I'll be picking up my weather app theme probably in the next show. I've got a lot of great questions from you all that I'll be sort of picking up and walking through. And otherwise, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Happy coding, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.